Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Relationship Marketing 101. Directions University at directionsu.com delivers passion-powered results for your life and business so that you can live the life of your dreams. Welcome to the show.
Well, welcome everyone to another great episode of Relationship Marketing 101 here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Gina Gaudio-Graves, the Dean and Founder of Directions University at directionsu.com. I am calling to you live this week from Bonita Springs, Florida, as I do each week on Tuesdays at noon Eastern Time. We have got a great show scheduled for you guys today. We have my co-host and friend, Rhonda Del Baccio, the story lady herself from ProfitableStorytelling.com with us, and we've got some other friends with us too. Hello, Miss Rhonda.
Well, hi there. My house smells like a bakery today.
Oh, no, I'm jealous.
Well, I'm telling you, we've got some company coming over to my mom's house. My mom and I are neighbors, and so I've got a wonderful egg and cheese and potato dish going. I've got a cake. I've got some muffins ready to go in soon. Oh, it just smells so good in here. Wish you could be here.
Oh, man, I wish I could be, too. Well, let's see if we can't get that wonderful smell to come through the airwaves. How's that?
Can we have smell-o-vision video? Do you think so, our mojo guys? I don't know. We can try.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, that would be a whole new kind of mojo, wouldn't it?
It sure would, wouldn't it?
Love it. Too funny. Yeah. Well, I'm really excited about our show, and actually we have some returning guests today because we've featured Corey and Ira before, but they've got some, and Gino, all of you together, you have just been kicking butt and taking names, creating new awesomeness together, and I'm really excited to hear about all those kinds of good things. So how about if I go ahead and introduce our guests a little bit?
That sounds great.
All right, so our guests are Corey and Ira, sorry guys, from MojoVideoMarketing.com. And they have created this astounding system that makes it so easy to incorporate video into your marketing. And not only just video, because you hear all kinds of stuff about putting videos on YouTube and whatever, but their system also helps you use video with mobile marketing, and mobile marketing is absolutely a place you need to be for the future. It's going to be a really important move. So I'm really excited to have our guys from Mojo Video Marketing here with us today on Relationship Marketing 101.
I am as well. Hello, Ira and Corey.
Thank you. Can you hear us okay, Rhonda and Gina?
We can.
Good. All right. Thanks so much for having us. And Corey's sitting right here, and we're just super excited to be we always look forward to being on the line with both of you. So this is going to be, we're going to share some really cool information with all your listeners today.
Yeah. Hi, guys. And,
Hey,
yeah, and I'm so glad my name's Corey and not Cora.
Yeah, I know, I'm sorry. You know, sometimes the tongue and the brain have a little misfiring, you know. Call it sunspots, whatever, yeah. Oh, goodness. I can't wait to see you guys next month.
I'm sorry?
I'm actually going to be out there to see you guys next month. I'm taking a little trip over to Mesa and Sedona and that area, Phoenix, and we'll look forward to connecting with you Mojo guys. I cannot wait. That'll be so fun.
Yeah. And, we'll talk about that off air, but I did respond to your email. But what we're excited about is, we have a new economy right now, and what worked 3 years ago for everybody now is pretty much obsolete, and so people have to recalibrate all their marketing and rethink everything. And video is one of those things that just helps people build relationships, because it starts and ends with relationships, and that's why Gina, I'm sure you call, you know, you call the show what you call it, because it's all about relationship marketing. And that's really what video does, is it's the next best thing to cloning yourself and beaming yourself up to see that client. So we're very excited, and we've created some software. When you meet somebody, you can send them a video immediately that's preloaded in a template, and then that will trigger another video they'll get, say, a week later, however it's set. And now over a period of weeks or months, you're in front of this person hands-free, push-button simple. So it's very powerful. It's all mobile encoded. And so it's really changing the way we as entrepreneurs are telling our story and doing business.
That is awesome, Ira. And it really does make such a difference, doesn't it?
Yeah, and one of the things that we talk about all day long is 90% of the success of a business, you know, is your marketing. And really all marketing is really, really great relationships, because I always equate business and selling and marketing is the same as dating. You go on a date with that person that you really make a connection with, and then a year later, you know, they haven't heard anything from you, then you call them up a year later and ask them if they'd like to get married. And so all of a sudden you get this dial tone in your ear. That's how people are doing business, is they're, you know, because it's the follow-up is really, that's probably the weakest area for most entrepreneurs. They say that 80% of all sales happen from the 5th to the 12th contact or touch point. And unless entrepreneurs solve that problem, it's really going to, they're leaving 80 or 90% of their business on the table. Wouldn't you agree, Corey?
Yeah, you know, and we always talk about this. We talk about, you know, how easy it is these days to reach out to the masses and really use some powerful mechanisms. Like you guys use Blog Talk Radio, which is amazing. And a lot of our customers use video, and with the touch of a couple buttons, they can really be in front of all their customers and clients. And there's nothing really that can replace it. If you wanted to line up one-on-one meetings with all these people in your database, it's nearly impossible. And nobody can really do it. But now if you can touch a couple buttons, put a video together, send it out to your entire list, then that would be, you know, that would be phenomenal. So and it saves you so much time. And, you know, what's cool is if you have one-on-one meetings with your list, that, you know, then they're going to show up and they're going to say, you know what, guys, I feel like I already know you, which is the amazing power of video.
Yep.
And so what we have found is that, you know, the whole world, as you mentioned earlier, the whole world is going mobile. There's 6 billion mobile phones on the planet, and there's only 1 billion computers, and they're predicting in the next 24 months, almost 100% of all content will be received and digested through a mobile phone. We also developed a software which when we tell this to people, they get like super excited, is you can actually text message somebody a video. The open rate on a text message video is 97 people out of 100. Almost 100% will open it up, versus if you send a plain email out, you know, just by itself, you have 5 people out of 100 will look at your message. And so that's fundamentally that's a big problem that we've been able to actually figure out how to, you know, solve and come up with solutions on that. The other thing is, you know, our mantra is, you know, when you have massive chaos and confusion, we have a very different kind of a global and world economy. You have massive opportunity, and the dirty little secret is the time to grab the most market share and the time that it's easiest to grab market share is in times like this. So my saying is never let a good recession go to waste, and that's kind of, we talk about that every day. So it's kind of counterintuitive, but that's really our mantra.
Yeah, and so we'll throw it over to you guys, because I know you guys have some really important questions, about whole video and relationship building and how your listeners can really use it to dominate their niche. So, if you guys have any questions, we'll just go from there.
Go ahead, Rhonda, with your questions first.
Well, I mean, I'm so astounded to hear how high the open rate is for a video. And I know so many people really are not that much into email anymore, so I can really see the power of this. But what is it that makes your system so special? I mean, I love how it's like an autoresponder that you can do through the phone. But how might somebody, what makes it special, and how might someone use it in their business?
Yeah, so there's lots of different ways you can use it, some really powerful ways. So one way is, let's just say you're a brick-and-mortar business and you grow your business going to networking events and trade shows and other functions. Well, the majority of people, salespeople, people that have booths, they go to this event, they maybe collect some business leads or some business cards, and they don't follow up with anybody. Right. And so this is a huge problem for a lot of business owners because, like Ira said earlier, 90% of all transactions happen from the 4th to the 12th touch point. So you really need to follow up with everybody that you meet. So we were facing a huge problem. We couldn't follow up with everybody. We were just throwing them into our email and newsletter database and then maybe sending them a newsletter. It wasn't being effective. We weren't getting open rates. We weren't getting responses. And so that meant we left a ton of money on the table. So instead, what we started doing is sending people a video immediately. So we'd shoot a quick video right then and there. We'd load it up to our system. We'd send it off to them. And so that way, before that person got back to their house, their office, any of that, sometimes while they were even getting in their car, they would get a video from us right there in their email inbox, on their mobile phone, and right there to their text message inbox, all on their cell phone. They press play. They open up the video. It plays beautifully. They see us there. And now we're reminding them of who we are. And the cool part about all of this is that now that you have your image burned in their brain. I mean, because they probably met anywhere from 50 to 100 or more people that day, but you are going to be the one that's going to stand out. And more importantly, what we do is we launch an entirely automated video campaign afterward, driving a call to action. So we have free offerings. We have a free video marketing consumer report. We have a free video marketing webinar and also a free video marketing strategy session. We allow them to take advantage of that. And the way we let them know about it is we have a full-on video campaign, anywhere from 3 to 6 video messages that launch after that, and it's all automated, which means we don't have to touch it. And so that's an amazing way to actually start monetizing your trade shows, following up immediately and driving that call to action. And it gets really interactive. Now, that's one special way about how you can use video for all those, for everybody out there. Another way is, everybody's got opt-in forms. Maybe you have some opt-in forms on Facebook or on your websites, or you have a place where people can subscribe to a newsletter. Well, what if instead, when somebody opted in, instead of just sending an email and then maybe once a month or twice a month sending them a regular old plain text newsletter email, what if instead you just sent videos out and maybe you had 12 messages already put together and programmed into your autoresponder with videos in them, building the relationship and driving a call to action for them to either, opt in for more stuff, maybe purchase some of your products, or maybe, get a one-on-one with you. And so if you could automate all that, it makes it really more interactive. They get to know who you are. And I got to tell you, people are way more skeptical now these days about who they work with than they've ever been. Wouldn't you say, Ira?
Yeah. I mean, fear really is the enemy of the entrepreneur, because people right now with this new economy are coming from a place of many times scarcity rather than abundance. So you could be selling a product for $1,000, and you could, if they're in fear, you could drop that price down to $99, they still would not buy. And wouldn't you guys agree with that?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I see that really a lot in so many messages that come out to people, and so many people clamoring for their attention, and everybody's busy. So, yeah, anything you can do to increase what I call, give them a KLT sandwich, know, like, and trust. And that really does it.
Yeah, absolutely. Another, now here's a, for all your listeners, here's one of my favorite ways to use video is, let's say you have an appointment, let's say you get an inbound lead and you're going to go meet with this person and have a face-to-face meeting with them to, you know, the goal is to sell them, make them a client, and, you know, find out their problems, give them a solution. Or maybe they're out of state, so it's going to be on a conference call. It doesn't matter. All you do is you send them a video first introducing yourself, and this can be a video that you shoot once, and it feels like you're talking to them personally, but there's a way to do that where they feel like you made that video just for them. We have tracked this. We have tracked these numbers, and your closing ratio will go up 200 to 400% just by them getting a video first. Because suddenly you've separated yourself from everyone else. They feel like they really know who you are. The more they see your face, psychologists say that increases. They call it the likability factor. We had a gentleman that lives up in North Scottsdale who has a tile and wood installation company, and he got inbound leads to go up and give them a bid. Usually these people would get 4 to 6 bids. He would close 12 people out of 100, which was not very good. So we had this person, Ray, send the video before he got there to give him the bid. So then he started closing, instead of 12 out of 100, close to 50 out of 100 just by doing that one thing. That, to me, that's just remarkable, and the power of video.
Yeah, and so those are just a couple of ways that you can use it, but the ways you can use it are pretty much limitless as far as using video. I mean, you know, we have different funnels for different clients, from real estate clients to mortgage officers to people that own restaurants to, you know, people that are in the internet marketing space to business coaches to CPAs, auto dealers. And so we have all these funnels, basically video marketing campaigns that we have tested and that we have proven to work to create, you know, winning campaigns. And so we help businesses all over the country implement these video campaigns that run all automated, by the way, using our very special software, and really kind of put their business on steroids, and most importantly, get more out of their day, because a lot of entrepreneurs are facing a couple things right now. I mean, they're overworked. They feel like they're working twice as hard. They're getting paid half as much. And they want to really clone themselves so they can do more business. And so the challenge is they feel like they're spinning their wheels and not getting anywhere fast. Well, that's where our systems come into play, because they can really leverage it in order to do more with their time. And so what's phenomenal about it is, you know, we have one individual, his name's Aaron Babcock. He runs a group buying credit card processing company. They've been around for 10 years. I just got a success story from him, but he loves the video because basically, you know, he's got a team of salespeople, and the sale, you know, in his organization and many other organizations around the world, you have different levels of aptitude with it when it comes to your sales team. Some are really awesome and always on it, and some are hit or miss. And so he had a problem kind of making sure that everybody was was operating and producing at the same level. So what he did was he put together one consistent messaging using video that he put in front of all his prospects and clients and customers. So that way he, as the president of this organization, knew without a doubt that everybody was seeing a clear, consistent message bringing prospects closer to sale, and it was all automated through video. And what actually happened is, you know, he was excited because they set goals for December of last year, and they actually, in the first 10 days of December, more than quadrupled what they thought they were going to do. And the reason is, he said, is because video is so much more powerful, especially when he's using our system to do it, because he knows exactly what his stats are. He knows who's opening up the messages. He knows who his sales team needs to follow up with, and because who are the hot prospects, because you get all these stats in your dashboard. And so he absolutely loved the results that we're putting out. And why wouldn't you, if you were having results where you were just quadrupling what you were wanting to do in one given month?
And so at the end of the day, it's all about helping yourself, you know, utilize your day in a more productive way. They say that, and I heard this number years ago, and I really didn't believe it initially, was 90% of our day is non-revenue producing. And I thought, how could that even be true? And the more I looked at it and the more I researched it, I found it to be true. And they said the average salesperson, this comes right from Dale Carnegie, spends under an hour a day of selling. They call it golden time. And so we're busy, but we're not productive. And for those of you who have never gotten a hold of the book, The 4-Hour Work Week, grab it, either an audio or the regular book, and listen to it. You'll look at your business different. So what this system does is it fills your calendar with far more appointments. So if you can double the amount of appointments you're talking to every week, you're obviously going to double your revenue. And so So what we have figured out how to do is flick the switch where instead of 90% of your day is non-revenue, it's 5 or 10% non-revenue, and the rest of the day you're making money and you're in front of people. And so it'll give you back about 2 hours a day every day. 1 hour a day translates to, are you guys ready for this? Six 40-hour work weeks a year, just 1 hour a day by saving that. Isn't that amazing?
Baby. That's amazing.
Go, baby. That's crazy. So
yeah,
we don't realize how much of our day gets away from us, and it's all about being persistent, disciplined and focused. And when you have video, and most of the people on this call I'm sure have a lot of the things they need in place in their marketing. Particularly if they're working with, Gina, if they're working with you, I know that, I know what you teach is amazing, but the video takes it to another level because they say that 92% of all communication is nonverbal. And so as a society, we're all extremely visual and, tonality of voice and body language, all those things, which cannot come through in an email. And so people love a short video. When I say short, under 60 seconds, because they'd rather watch something for a minute than read something for a minute. Gina, wouldn't you, Gina and Rhonda, wouldn't you guys agree that people would much rather watch a video than read at this moment right now, how busy everybody has become?
Absolutely.
Most people would. I'm not sure about Gina herself, but most people would, yes. I sure would.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and so, well, let me ask you this, guy. I mean, because Rhonda, like, for instance, you're coming out to see us. You've watched, we've done some stuff together, and you've watched our webinar, I'm sure. You know, what are some ways that because we talked a little bit about storytelling and using video to do that, but, what are some ways that you think that your listeners can use video and some of our systems in order to really multiply their business?
Oh, I can see a lot of ways. One of them is when you can succinctly tell the story of you, what you're doing, and the value that you bring. That's a great way to increase that likability that Ira was talking about. Also, being able to share an excerpt from your book. See, I work with people who are writing books. So reading an excerpt of your book would be one way. Connecting with people, just letting them see you, and especially see you out in your natural environment. People love to see that, where it's not only a talking head, but maybe you're out at a beach, or if I'm out and the chickens are around, people really get a kick out of that because you don't see that every day. And of course, to follow up with people, as you said, after meeting them at a conference, and just automating things. I think one of the biggest challenges is getting all the systems in place so that you can effortlessly communicate with people without having to spend a whole bunch of time just doing the follow-up. And this system, once you have it all set up, it does it for you. So that's what really excites me about it. Plus, being able to add this whole mobile component, it's really exciting to be able to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. And, so let's talk about a campaign real quick, because you talked about authors and storytelling and all that. So let's do a real-life example of what an author could do, if they were trying to promote their book and they were also trying to sell, higher-end programs or higher-end consulting, And so let's just take your average book owner, right? They're doing a couple of things. Number one, they want to sell books. They have this book written, and, let's just take the one that's just launching his book. Well, it makes sense to actually, you know, collect email addresses from everybody you meet, because everybody you know could benefit from your book. And so collect email addresses and, you know, have a launch date picked out, and basically, you know, and this is a major way that people, you know, get on the best times list, or at least best, you know, the bestseller list for Amazon. It's just pick out one launch date and have a lot of drive a lot of people to purchase your book on one specific launch date. And so basically, pick out your date, and leading up to that date, have a series of 5 videos promoting the launch and talking about what's in, you know, what's going to be in the book, and even give away maybe 1 chapter or 2 chapters for free. And, you know, kind of what I recommend is turning your chapter into a little video where the author, you actually, you get on camera and you kind of read your chapter for them. And so it's kind of like an audiobook, but it's just it's a video basically of the author reading 1 chapter, maybe 2 chapters, to get people excited about it, but have 5 other videos talking about the benefits of owning this book and what's in it, and, you know, leaving it kind of mysterious and telling them some of the storyline or the plot lines or what's in there, but leaving a lot of it, you know, for them to discover once they purchase the book. But that's a great way to actually, you know, get people interested in your whole launch. And you can do videos one time, pick out one day, do all these videos, maybe spend a couple hours putting them together, then use our system to upload them, put them in there, and basically put together one full campaign that basically leads up to that launch date. So that's one way of using it for, say, an author. Another way is lots of authors do lots of speaking, and they go to events and they talk about their experiences and, you know, they about their expertise. And so a lot of them don't happen to follow up with anybody that they meet, right? And so what if instead, what if you could do a drawing, right, for maybe a couple free books, collect all the people's information at these events, and then follow up with them saying, hey, it was great meeting you at this event. I'm looking forward to interacting more with you. Here's where you can find out some more information about me. You can go to my website, check this out at www.xyz.com. You can also see me on Facebook. I do a lot of interaction on Facebook. Love to see you and interact with you there. And also, I have some amazing free offerings. So if you didn't get one of the books, here's where you can go to purchase one of the books. And also, if you want to check it out beforehand, here's where you can also go to get a couple chapters for free. And so all you're doing is just letting them know, but you're following up with them, and then have an automated campaign driving them to more calls to action, to purchase your book, to purchase higher-end programs, to opt in for a strategy session or a one-on-one consultation with you to see if maybe they're available for some more advanced services. So that's another campaign that an author can do that can really build and put together a nice promotional plan for them, don't you think, Ira?
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the things that you hit on, Corey, was, you know, someone's list. And, you know, Rhonda and Gina, I know you guys talk about someone's list quite a bit, because your list is really your business. And you have to grow your list all the time. And it's not only the size of the list, but what kind of relationships do you have with these people? And you want to make them, as David Fagan would say from the Icon Builder, you want to make them fans first and customers and clients later on. Now, think about this for a moment. Imagine if you just sent out 5 videos a day to 5 new people that came to you via Facebook, LinkedIn, through the internet, pay-per-click, networking events, referrals, it doesn't matter. But if you just sent out 5 videos a day, it was great chatting with you, it was great meeting you, and short, maybe under 30 to 60 seconds, at the end of 1 year, you've added close to 2,000 people to your database. That's amazing, because the average person has about 300 people in their database. So you just increase your database 700% by just being very meticulous every day with consistency, sending out 5 new videos every day. And then, of course, if you're using our system, then a week later or 3 weeks later, you can then communicate with them with another video that's automated that is already in a campaign, like what Corey was referring to. So this way you're cloning yourself thousands and thousands of times. And while you're building your list, because there's a direct correlation to the size of your list and the kinds of relationships that you have with those people to your profitability within your company. And I know, Gina, you talk about the power of your list all the time. And wouldn't you agree that a list is really just a great list is everything?
It really is. I mean, I can give you tons of examples of people who have less than 2,000 people on their list, and they do well into the seven figures per year. Having a really targeted list of responsive buyers really is critical to the success of your business.
Absolutely. And so that's one of the things that we, when we work with clients, is we, you know, there's a, you know, we're not only a video production / software e-learning company, but we do a lot of strategic coaching on what do you do with video, because just putting a video on your website, I mean, that's great. That's better than not having anything. But the cold, hard reality is 92% of people will go to a website once to never return. And so, as Corey was suggesting, have some irresistible offer where they're going to leave their email address. You give them something of tremendous value, and then, you know, then you can start communicating with this person via video all year long. And then they become a fan. Then they really get to know and like and trust you. Eventually, they'll become a client, or at least send you somebody that they are comfortable in, you know, opening up the door to you. And that's really how you just expand and grab market share, and particularly in this kind of economy, because your competition is not doing this yet. And see, within 24 months, this will be standard for pretty much everybody. I mean, wouldn't you agree, Corey?
Absolutely. I mean, this is just where everybody's going with it. And so I want you to keep in mind how you can use this moving forward, too. I mean, especially with mobile being so popular, a lot of our customers use and shoot all their videos on their mobile phone and then just put them right into our system. Now, think about how awesome that is when you would get a message from somebody that they did on their mobile phone. So take an author that maybe you're following, right? And how awesome would it be if they shot a video on their mobile phone, seemed very real, maybe they're on vacation somewhere, maybe they're actually out and about promoting their book on a book tour. How awesome would it be to get a video that seems very personal, like they did it just for you? Now, the cool part about that is they could be sending it to thousands and thousands of people. But, you know, this is just where we're going every day. I mean, you know, most of the updates that were done over the weekend for the Super Bowl were done, you know, to Facebook on people's mobile phones. So this is just where people are interacting. So just imagine how quick and awesome it would be for you to shoot a video and launch it off to your list really rapidly and really get that personal touch feeling. I mean, the relationship you're going to have with that list is going to be really amazing.
Oh, you can tell by I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, you go ahead, please.
I was just going to say, even things like throughout the day when interesting things happen, I was petting my mom's cat the other day, shot a video with my phone, and of course I didn't have your system, but even just sending it onto Facebook and sharing that with people, you see how people love to interact. I got comments within like a minute. And so, in other words, it's just really showing you the power of sharing what's happening in your real life. And had I been somewhere and wanted to add something about storytelling or you know, writing and promoting a book or whatever, I certainly couldn't do that from anywhere. It's just so powerful to be able to do this from your phone. You don't have to carry around 10 pieces of equipment anymore.
Yeah, I mean, what we can do today was unthinkable, say, 10 years ago. I mean, to shoot video, I mean, like a flip camera, you can get a flip camera. There's a few out there still, but there's all kinds of other cameras that are out there for $100 that have high definition quality. 10 years ago, that camera would probably cost, with that quality, $5,000 to $10,000. Things have just become so streamlined and so affordable for anybody that the masses now can use video. And people are hungry, with a capital H. They're hungry for that emotional connection that they get from video, because it's almost like you're right there. And the internet is the greatest thing that ever happened. In some ways, it's the opposite of that, because people are feeling sometimes very disconnected, where you've got people, you know, you see two kids at a dinner table, and we've all seen this, where they're texting back and forth. People have really, that human contact is really changed dramatically because things are moving so quickly. So when they get a video, it's such a welcome thing, because all they're getting bombarded with every day is hundreds and hundreds of impersonal emails. So when they get that video, it's like, wow, you know, it's just, they're very flattered. They love it. It's almost like that person is there visiting them for 30 seconds. And that's the big appeal, to video. The other thing is, you guys remember years ago when during intermission for, you know, when you go to the theater where you go and sell popcorn and, they buy popcorn and go get Coca-Cola. You guys remember that?
Let's all go to the lobby. Yeah, that thing, right.
Remember that? So, you know,
yep.
what they were doing was they had subliminal messaging on the screen that said, go buy Coca-Cola, go buy popcorn. And someone found out that they were doing this. And what happened was, they were claiming that they were getting into the psyche of the public. And so they outlawed it. And they were also doing this on television. So they made it against the law. And what happened was, in the theaters, popcorn sales plummeted. They just dropped dramatically. And so to this day, they still cannot do that. When you send video out, when it's done correctly, you're not only communicating with the conscious mind, you're also communicating with the subconscious mind. And they call it neuroscience marketing, which has been around for many, many years. And it's a form of NLP, neuro-linguistics programming. So I wish I had a slide to show everybody right now. Gina and Rhonda, you guys have seen this slide, but it shows a picture of what your brain looks like watching 1 minute of video, and the brain is fully lit up like a Christmas tree, and that's when people go into check writing mode. And then the other slide is a picture of somebody looking at an email, and there's no coloration at all. So it's all about emotion, it's all about passion, and it's all about making that connection with that other person.
You really know you've got a human being.
Yes. And people need that connection. And, Gina, wouldn't you say that the connection with your audience is like 99% of your success?
Absolutely.
No question.
You know, and so this is what video really does, is it takes these relationships that are, maybe cool or lukewarm, and it just takes it to a whole nother level in a very, what would take you maybe a year or 2 years to build that relationship, you can do in a couple videos.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you agree, Corey?
Yeah, absolutely. So people ask us usually, like, how do you shoot these videos, or what are the best videos to do, for me and my company? Well, first of all, every company is really different. And so whether you're an author or a speaker or, a subject matter expert or a service provider, usually you typically have different campaigns, but they're all made up of very similar things. A lot of the videos you can shoot on your mobile phone or on your flip camera. People usually ask us, what's the best camera to use? Well, the best camera to use is really the one that you have on you. And so if you have your cell phone, on you at all times, then just use that. Use a flip camera. If you got more high-definition equipment and you're really, quick and fast with it, then use that. That's totally fine. So how long should I make my videos? Well, if you're doing personal videos to people where it's really kind of connection-based, we do a nice chatting with you video, which is basically anytime you meet somebody, you talk to somebody on the phone, you meet them at an event, networking event, trade show, whatever, have a nice chatting with you video. It's very quick. I don't recommend any longer than 30 seconds because, anything longer than that and people ask us, what should I say? So, this one, nice chatting with you video, is very simple. Hey, it's Corey here, Ira. Just want to say it was nice chatting with you. We're looking forward to really getting together, into the future. Wanted to offer you some free stuff. So on this page, you can find some more details on some free information you can get. Our special gift to you. And also, we'll send you some more videos with some more cool information, but just want to say hi. So thanks so much, and we'll talk to you soon. So that's a very simple script that you can use for a nice chatting with you video, and you can use it for a lot of different things. You can use it whenever you go to a trade show or you have an event that you put on, you're following up with people, or, let's just say you talk to somebody on the phone. You can also have video that you send to people once they connect with you on social media. Hey, thanks for connecting with me. I'm looking forward to interacting more with you. Here's some more free stuff that you can get. So, you know, that's another great thing. If you operate and build most of your leads via social media and all of that stuff, those are great videos to have. 30 seconds each. You know, you can shoot them a couple different ways. You can hold the camera yourself. You can get a tripod, you know, and all of that stuff. So what videos should you have and follow up with after that? Well, have an entire campaign offering them free information, right? And this works really well because, you know, people want to learn who you are. And we already said that, you know, 90% of all transactions happen on the 4th to the 12th touch point. So have a campaign of 5 to 10 videos or more where you're taking the most frequently asked questions and just giving them answers, you know. And so that's a real simple way to get a lot of videos done in a very short amount of time. Have a campaign that lasts for a couple months where you're giving a, you know, free information with a call to action to either purchase one of your products or to meet with you one-on-one. And so that's a great campaign to have. How do you shoot these videos, these free information videos? Well, grab a tripod, get in a room that you're comfortable with. Make sure it has good lighting. You know, you want to have light on your face. You don't want to have your back to a lighting source because that'll mean that you will be dark and the environment behind you will be light. An example is shooting next to a window, right? If you have your back to a window and sun's shining in through the window, what will happen is unless you know about cameras and exposures and all that, you're going to be dark and the light's going to be very bright. And so what I recommend is making sure you have enough, you know, lighting on your face that they can see you. No sunglasses. So if you're shooting outside, try not to wear sunglasses or shoot in an area where they can at least see your face, something like that, because you really want to have that trust. There's so much involved with, you know, the way people trust you as a person. And a lot of it revolves around being able to see your eyes and seeing who you are. These free information videos should be probably about a minute and a half to 3 minutes max. Wouldn't make them any longer than that. It's going to be any longer than that, I recommend breaking it up into smaller chunks. So that way you can, you break them up into multiple videos. Use it in a drip campaign. But these are very easy videos to do. What I like to do is have a whiteboard. So I like to draw out stuff or point at stuff on a board. That's one easy way to really make it feel very instructional. Because it all goes back to when you were a kid, you know, or in college. I mean, the professor always had a whiteboard, you always had a chalkboard. So you get that feeling that the person's really educating you when you see that. So that's a great way to have a very educational feeling video. You know, have yourself or a spokesperson in it, you know, educating. It's usually best if it's the president of the company or the business owner. That usually works the best. But if you're not comfortable in front of the camera, you know, have somebody do it up, you know, besides yourself. There's some amazing ways that you can get videos done without you having to be in them, right? For the people that are a little bit camera shy or they don't feel like, you know, they want to be the ones in front of video, we have full-on training programs teaching you guys how to do the best kinds of videos, no matter if you absolutely want to be in front of the camera, if you don't want to be in front of the camera, if you want to get interviewed instead of, you know, having them produce yourself. There's all kinds of ways to do it. We have full training programs teaching you all the individual steps. I'm just giving you some tips that you can follow if you wanted to take action immediately, right? And so the whole gist of it, have a nice chatting with your video. Have 5 to 10 free information and educational videos. Not too long, 3 minutes maximum. Put them in a campaign. That is the most important part. Make sure they can launch them automatically. And, and that works out the best. So anything else, Ira?
Yeah, one of my favorite videos, and everybody write this down, is take a video of yourself in your car. And if you're not comfortable in driving the car while you're doing the video, that's okay. Just go into a parking lot and just drive slow or just sit there. But that is, I'm telling you, I've got a video. I have two videos. One is when I'm coming out of an event at night, because we do a lot of networking event, and I purposely have the lighting on my face not all that great, and I'm going down the road, and it goes something like this. Hi, this is Ira. It was great chatting with you, and I'm really excited to find out more about you and how we can maybe work together. I'd like to find out more about you. I got to make this really fast because I don't want to wrap my car around a tree. I'll talk to you soon. Thanks so much. And I'm telling you, when I call them up afterwards – they're, you know, even though I sent that to maybe 500 other people, they feel that I, you know, they believe and feel that I made that for them. And they
right.
always comment about, that was so cool that you did that in your car.
I was laughing because I'm a blind person and I don't drive. So if I got behind the wheel and shot a video, I bet it would make you
That's such a great idea, Eric.
Rhonda, thank you for the for the commentary there. That is actually that's funny.
I thought I should explain why I was laughing. I wasn't making fun of you or anything. It is actually
No, not at all. That's kind of like in that movie. With Al Pacino, where he drove the Ferrari in the movie. I think it was. I forget the name of that, but anyways, he was driving a Ferrari in the movie, and he was not able to see, and so that was. But get a video in your car, because I'll tell you, people love it, and you have a moving background, which is very interesting, and so you'll be amazed. And don't be afraid to do something that's a little bit edgy and kind of fun and kind of a little bit outrageous, because if you put a smile on their face, guess what? They're going to love you for it. They're going to remember that, and you want it memorable. And the biggest thing that you want to do, and this is why I love video marketing, it makes it so easy to separate yourself from your competition. It has never, ever, ever been more difficult to separate yourself from everybody else. And video in 30 seconds will do that. Because if you go to an event and there's 1,000 people there and you meet, say, 50 people at that event, and they get a video from you, you know, right away within, you know, hours or even minutes, they will remember you far above and beyond everybody else. And we call that, and after they get a couple videos from you, we call that the Oprah effect, where they feel like they know you on a very personal level. And it doesn't really get much, you know, better than that. It's very powerful, because it's all about making, you know, getting back to that thing we've been talking about from the very beginning of the show here, is making that emotional connection where you really get inside their head, and it's top of mind awareness over and over and over again, because just a traditional tired email just does not cut it anymore. It just, there was a day
right.
when emails worked really well. Now they don't. Wouldn't you agree?
A lot of people want to spend as little time in the email as possible, and it's so different when you didn't used to get, but a week it was a big deal. Now it's not so much. So this really takes it to a new level. And, of course, we always talk about having a system here on relationship marketing. And so it's not just that, yeah, you made a few videos and you posted them on YouTube or something. This is a whole system with its own very special matrix that you've created, and it makes that follow-up so easy, which is just wonderful. Can you guys talk about with the new things that you have going with Gina, or are you not ready to do that? I'm not sure where that all is.
Oh,
we are way underway with that, aren't we?
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Well, I've been dying
to
have you share what you can about that.
I'm going to let Gina talk about that. Spill the beans.
Why do I have to be the one to do that? Boy!
Go ahead.
Well, here's what we're doing. Effective January 1st, we have started already combining the products, the high-end products that Ira Corey and I have, which means that we now have something we call the Directions University's Bachelor's Mojo Program, for lack of a better word, that is a one-year-long coaching program that incorporates into the course using Ira and Corey's Mojo Video software, so that you're really getting to learn a very comprehensive strategic system for building a business that uses the power of the internet, that also at the same time incorporates using video marketing to generate your list, your leads, and sell your products. As of January 1st, we are doing strategy sessions with people who are interested in growing their business, who are really in need of a system to do that with for their business. And so Ira Corey and I are working together to really deliver those strategy sessions, and through the strategy sessions, see whether it's really a good fit for the person or not to come into the DU Bachelor's Mojo program. Is that a good explanation of what we're doing?
That's perfect. And so it's all about, there's different, very succinct steps that people need to go through, and it's a blueprint really for success and prosperity, because Gina, you do so many things so well, but your traffic lead gen program, I think, along with all the other things, is just spectacular. And then, of course, you know, getting traffic is really important, but then you have to, there's a word called conversion, and you got to convert these people to clients, and that's where the video, that's where Gina and I really, that we really saw the synergy last summer when we met at JV Alert, was we could take all this traffic that Gina helps everybody generate and convert these to actual clients, and that's really where, and plus along with many other things, because video along with traffic, you know, that's a two-punch combination.
Traffic is not as hard as most people make it if you have a system. But traffic without conversions is so meaningless. It is truly a waste of your time to even try to get traffic. You really got to focus on the conversions. So the program really sets you up for success in your business because it starts with that. How can you really get the results you want in your business, and what kind of things do you need to do to generate the traffic that will cause those results to happen?
Perfect. Because otherwise, what you have is, if you have a lot of traffic and no conversion, it's sort of like, I call it all smoke and no fire. And
there you go.
Or it's like having a red Ferrari in the garage with no gasoline. So what?
Yep.
And now what?
Exactly. Exactly. What a great analogy.
Yeah, I love that. That's great. Well, okay, so this is really great. And so some of our listeners, there are two types. Of course, someone who's already bought something from you, or who is already a student or whatever, and then somebody who's not. So, Gina, for somebody who has already bought any of your products or is in your world, what will they need to do to go ahead and move forward and see if this whole video marketing or Mojo Bachelor program is going to work?
All they need to do is sign up for a strategy session. It is complimentary for people who are customers of mine or customers of Ira and Corey's. They can just go to directionsu.com/strategy. Sign up for a strategy session, and Ira, Corey, and I will get on the phone and talk to you and see if this is a really good fit. If you're not yet a customer, the fastest, easiest way to get started to see if it's a good fit is to take what we call the 30-Day IM Challenge. It's a 30-day course, about 750 pages worth of material, that will give you a high-level overview of the system. You can upgrade to a gold member for a one-time $14.95 that will help you start getting into calls with me personally every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern, so that you can start learning and applying the system, and from that then come into strategy sessions with us. You can get started at askggg.com/mojo30days. M-O-J-O, the number 30 days, D-A-Y-S. askggg.com/mojo30days.
Very good. So are you actually in the challenge now? Do you actually have a little Mojo combined in with your challenge?
We don't have the Mojo lesson in there yet, but it is coming in the next couple of weeks. So if they get signed up right now, they will get an email the minute it is ready.
So in other words, in this free challenge, and I'm just kind of unpacking things for people to make sure they get it, when somebody takes the free challenge, they're going to get, as well as all of the other things about building a sustainable business with the five core systems, you're also going to have one of the lessons about the power of video. All they have to do to be a customer is upgrade to gold for $14.95. Just want to make sure that was clear, $14.95. And then you are a customer, and that is, makes you eligible to have a strategy session. So that's really
absolutely
powerful.
Yep.
Very good. Wow. This is just fabulous.
And we can certainly add that link to the show notes as well.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. We'll make sure that is into the show notes for you, and you'll be able to get into that.
And Ira, Corey, and I were all so excited about having this combination program, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for so long, the bachelor's program has just been my training, and that's it. But if you think
mm-hmm.
about going to a university and getting a bachelor's degree, you wouldn't just take a course to get your bachelor's
right.
degree. You'd have to take many courses to get your bachelor's degree. Directions University is really becoming much more like a traditional bachelor's program, where there are many different components, many different classes, so to speak, and a lot of different software products that are all being bundled together in this bachelor's program.
Very, very powerful. That's really amazing. So that's great. And plus you have the power of hearing more than one voice, which is always a good thing. It helps keep people's interest and engagement even higher to have different people. And, of course, the Corey and Ira, see, I got it right that time, add so much expertise with the video and having such a powerful system. I mean, it's just one of those, it's one of these things you hear about it and you go, dang, how did they think that whole thing up? That is just amazing. It's just really phenomenal.
And, you know, we really didn't even think it up, did we, guys? It just kind of happened.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it did. It really – I will actually give – Gene, I'll give you the credit for having the bigger vision here as far as melding the two together, because you're the one that saw it first. And then once we understood what you're referring to, then we got, like, super excited and we all started brainstorming.
Yeah, it really just came from that place that I teach my students to come from, serving your customers. If we really think about the way in which we serve our customers, there is no other way of doing it. They really need what I have and what Ira and Corey have at the same time. It is what serves them best.
Uh-huh.
Otherwise, like Ira said, they'll end up with a red Ferrari in their garage with no gas in it.
Yeah. And, you know, it's my belief that, you know, and everybody that's on this call right now, I'm sure, has had the same experience where they, you know, before they started working, say, Gina, with yourself or with Mojo, they've tried all these other different solutions. And what I can tell you is this. This thing is really a business in a box, your marketing in a box. It has every possible thing that a business owner, whether you're a solo entrepreneur or you're a small or a mid-sized company, would need to grow your, take your business to the next level. I mean, it's a full solution. It's not a partial solution. And Gina, I know that when people work with you, you have them for the first year, they make a commitment to you that, and they sign off that they will not buy or spend any other money on any other products or services unless they clear with you first. And maybe you can talk about that for a moment.
It's really important to me. There are so many things out there, from low-end info products to high-end coaching programs and everything in between. But rarely will it be everything that you need to build your business. And when you're going out buying info product after info product, taking coaching program after coaching program, and each thing only gives you one little piece of your business, you don't have a system that fits together nicely, neatly, and gets you results. And it's the reason that so many people in this business aren't really getting the results that they want from the power of the internet. They're not using a complete system for building a business. Uh-huh. It just becomes nothing more than a big distraction and a big waste of time and money to go out buying all these other things. Get started with a comprehensive, complete system that really gets results. Then go get those other things down the road to see how they can help you to get better results, not get them first to try and make your first dollar. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Hey,
absolutely.
We're almost out of time.
I
want to thank our guest. Gina, can you give that link once more to where people can join the Free Mojo 30-Day Challenge?
Sure. It's askggg.com/mojo30days. askggg.com/mojo30days, D-A-Y-S. Thanks so much for being here, and Corey. I really appreciated you guys being on the show today. And I know we will be hearing lots more from Ira and Corey in the future.
Oh, absolutely. I will be seeing you again next month.
Yes, and we're looking forward to that, Rhonda. And we just it's always fun getting on these calls with you guys because you guys think just like we do, and it's finding like-minded people that really love to serve and help others is really what it's all about. And you guys certainly have an amazing amount of integrity and creativity, and we love you guys, and we love working with you guys.
Thank you so much. We will be back next week on Tuesday at noon Eastern with another episode of Relationship Marketing 101 here on Blog Talk Radio. Thanks, everybody. Have a great week.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Come back next week for Relationship Marketing 101. Join us at Directions University, www.directionsu.com, for passion-powered results.